Both these education union contracts came out of a very different climate than last time. In 2015, the contract for the Education Support Staff Association, or ESSA, expired in June that year, and it wasn't until November of the following year that it was settled. The teachers' union contract also expired months before a new agreement was reached, and some teachers had left the district employment and had moved on by the time their contract was settled. That's why negotiators were so pleased to end this school year with contracts ready to ratify.
It's always good to have them settled before the current one expires.
That's Sandy Ryan, president of the Fairbanks Education Association. She was reached at a national education conference where she's making a presentation. She and other FEA members meet monthly with District Superintendent Karen Gaborik and share concerns. Ivory McDaniel, the district's director of labor relations, says that established relationship helped the bargaining.
We walked in with a pretty solid relationship where we had a lot of trust and respect. It went really well.
Both the teachers' union and the district were aware of budget limitations, but both sides wanted to find a fix for retention, or lack thereof.
Part of the reason we see turnover is simply we do not have a quality retirement system anymore in the state. It's almost an incentive to get trained in Alaska and then leave.
FEA's Ryan says any new teachers are hired in the last of three tiers of their retirement plan. As those in the top two tiers age and retire, that leaves about half the district's teachers, those in the third tier, not knowing how much they'll have in retirement. The teams agree the district will boost the employees' 403B supplemental retirement account. Now it will match teacher contributions of 1% of the employee's annual salary. Andy DeGraw is the district's chief operations officer. He says Fairbanks North Scarborough School District is the only district in the state that has started addressing retention this way.
We introduced in with FEA a 403B match, 100% match on 1% of their salary. So it's somewhat modest, but again, in the environment that we're in, we're just happy to have been able to introduce this. I think it's kind of on the leading edge statewide.
The teachers' contract also addressed the escalating cost of health care and insurance. The Education Support Staff Association, ESSA, has 750 members that cover 123 different job classifications, from food service workers, secretaries, janitors, electricians, data technicians, about 40% of district employees. ESSA also reported a cordial negotiating climate, but with an innovative technique called interest-based bargaining. District negotiator Ivory McDaniel explains.
We did three full days of interest-based bargaining where we identified what we were desiring. And so it really helped us to understand what their priorities were, but we also developed the relationship.
This time with the district, it has been 1,000 times better. 3 years ago, our last bargaining session was so argumentative.
And that was Jasmine Adkins-Brown, ESSA president. She says some sticking points in this year's negotiations for support staff were safety issues and training.
ESSA has only had 1 day of in-service. 1 day is not enough.
Daryl Walker, the chief spokesperson for the ESSA team, says they and the district have put together a training committee to look across all the job classifications and find time to update members' skill building and keep them current with the latest student initiatives.
It's good for the students when we all work together, and that's what we want, is we want it to be good for the students.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.